Welcome to Living the Abundant Life program. This is your host, Rachel McLean. Call 772-220-0602 for more information about men's prayer, ladies' prayer, and midweek Bible studies. Watch our live stream at AbundantLifeStuart.com on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Our mailing address is Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida, 34995. Join us as we go to a pre-recorded service with Pastor Jonathan McLean.
Abundant Life Ministries has moved to a new location in Palm City, Florida. We're currently meeting at the Palm City Civic Organization. It's located at 770 Southwest 34th Street, Palm City, Florida. Join us each Sunday at 9:30 a.m. for weekly services. Join us now as we go to a service in progress.
Isaiah chapter 6. I want you to give me glory, honor, and praise. I want you to sing the songs, but I want you also to acknowledge me. I want you to look to me. I want you to search for me. I want you to find me. I want you to focus on me in this dark world. I want you to have your eyes set, and I want you to make proclamation that lifts up my name. I want what comes out of your mouth to not be an earthly sewer. I want your mouth to be cleansed. Isaiah had an issue with his mouth. What he spoke was we're a sinful people. He admitted what he was. So what did God do? God actually sent the seraphim to bring a burning coal of fire to put in his mouth, to purge it, to purify it, to cleanse it. And I believe that the church has become too sloppy with our mouths. I hear cussing and swearing, not damning God, but just idle conversation. We've picked up what the world says. Why do we talk like that? We don't need to talk like that. Do you men remember when you could actually watch a comedian who didn't have to swear and curse and be filthy, potty mouthed, as we used to say? Remember, we used to be able to watch a whole hour show without anything that was against the family or contrary to God. Actually, they might even have a church service where they're singing, "Praise God from whom all..." Yeah, they might have preachers that actually had the Word of God. And you could actually... I mean, this... That was when we were taught, man, you shouldn't have a TV. We were told it was the devil's box. And the world says we've come a long ways, baby, right? Remember that? That's like 50, 40 years ago or something. We've come a long ways. What was that statement about? The statement was that the darkness has receded into the darkness even more than ever before. And now we have come out and are confronting the light without shame. Then we had coming out of the closet, right? Well, so-and-so's come out of the closet. They're coming out of the closet to tell what they're doing. What were they saying? They were saying that the public stage was not yet ready for them to come out with their wickedness and to live it publicly. But now they're saying it's now acceptable. So the enemy is saying, I can do anything and say anything in any restaurant, in any marketplace, on television, on the radio. The enemy can say anything he wants to. And you know what? We can too. But we're saying too much of what he's saying instead of what God is saying. And I believe as we're thinking about revival and we're thinking about awakening, that God is saying to us, let me clean you up again. Because if the salt no longer is salty, it means it's not able to preserve. So if I'm part of the salt and you're part of the salt and we don't have any flavor, and that means we don't have any witness. You see, you don't have a witness if you're the same as the world. You're simply a part of the world. Your witness is, I once was blind, now I can see. I once was lost, now I'm saved. Hello? Anybody with me this morning? You see, God saves us to get us ready to live in His house. Joshua said something about his house. He said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You know what he was saying? He was saying, there are things that are not going to be allowed in my house. I'm not just going to open my house up for anything the enemy wants to bring. As for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. I believe that's where you stand and where I stand as well. Is it easy? No, it's not easy. And there comes a season, I believe, where we just need to say, Father, is there any house cleaning that I need to do for you? For you. I read in the Word of God where there was this massive fire, bonfire. And it was in the city after there was a revival in the city. There was an awakening in the city. And you say, well, what was happening? Well, the missionaries had come in. They administered the word. There were many people healed, many people saved. And then the people came together and said, we are going to burn all of these books and all of this paraphernalia. And the word, you look at the context, it's something like maybe $50,000 worth of stuff was actually consumed. And so they cleaned their houses. The righteous people that were coming to the Lord said, I don't want this wicked stuff in my house anymore. I'm going to bring it. We're going to have a public bonfire. And we're going to burn it. And we're not going to buy any more. We're not going to support the darkness. We're not going to sell it at the thrift store to get some bucks in our pocket. No, we're going to burn it. We're going to destroy it because it has no part of our life. And we want to publicly go on record that we do not want any of this in our families. Awfully quiet here this morning. Yes, all glory, honor, and praise, recognition, proclamation is yours, Father. It's yours alone. To you and to you alone I ascribe worship and full surrender. You are worthy. Holy, holy is the Lord. All that's kind of nice, and that's not hard to say. But the next part's a little harder for me to read. Because the next part says, I am too often impacted and distracted and sometimes even caught for a moment with my attention being pulled by the seduction of the world in which I live. That's my testimony. Because I saw the Lord, I have to tell the truth. I have to tell you that there are times, and God was just talking to me, and I'm writing this down. This is part of my prayer. It's part of my journal. As I was preparing for this morning, the Father said, yes, at one moment, you acknowledge that all glory, all praise, and all honor, and recognition, and proclamation goes to the Father, it's due there, and that is my heart. But I also have to confess that the darkness never gives up. It keeps pushing back in to try to take territory. And even though God has delivered me out of the darkness keeps trying to show up again. And so some things that may go back 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years that at one time the enemy had a part of my life in some way, the enemy doesn't mind digging into the trash that goes all the way back to when I was a young boy. Sometimes it has to do with some other people I knew, with some other relationships I had, with some of the guys that I ran with some of the conversations, with some of the materials that I was exposed to. Now, maybe you ladies don't have to worry about any of this, but while I'm just tromping on the enemy, I'm just going to tromp on the enemy. You ladies may not need to worry about this, but as young men, we were exposed to pornography. It was nothing like what you can see on TV today. I mean, what they used to call pornography today is like right on TV. But we were exposed to those things. And growing up, the enemy, there were all these enticing things. And the generation before did not have access to what was available when I was a kid growing up. But now, there is such a seductive spirit in our land to seduce not just the men, not just the women, but our sons and our daughters, and to bring them into immoral and unrighteous and unnatural desires and behavior. I underlined a quote in Jonathan's book, which I didn't get to bring out the other day in the interview, but I underlined a quote. He made a statement about the darkness and the way the darkness works. At first, the darkness wants to somehow coerce the light into accepting it. You know, that it's not that bad. You know, it's not that bad. Little by little, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. You know, this is okay. This is normal. This is normal behavior. This is normal activity. It's normal for, and I'll hear people say that, it's normal for young men to lust. It's normal for single men to lust. It's normal for married men to lust. No, that is unrighteous. It's not normal. It's normal for women to have desires that are not natural, for women to lust. No, it's not normal. It is unrighteous for us to have unclean lust and desires and to fulfill them in any way that the world desires to fulfill them. God has a plan where it's holy, it's pure, and it's fulfilling. The world's way never fulfills. It always brings and drags and pushes and pulls us to get in deeper. I haven't addressed a lot of this on a Sunday morning in a lot of years, but it's got to be addressed. We can't be silent anymore. Our kids in the schools are being introduced to it. Everyone who has a phone, every kid that's got a phone, has access to every kind of impure, unholy, wicked thing. And our kids are being led, and we're blind to it. We must, as the church, stand up and say, God, we need holiness again. We need purity again. We need our hearts right again. And we need to just come back to Jesus again in the church. The world's not in here, but the church is here. So, and I hope you know I'm not swinging a club this morning. I'm just saying, you know, we just need to be purified again. Need to be purified again. What the Lord put in my heart this morning was that I should look at every Sunday as the day the Lord's coming. Not just Sundays, but, you know, you're right, Harriet, every day. But coming in through these doors this morning, the Father just continued to impress that on my heart, that we should come as if this is my very last day on the planet. Now, whether the Lord comes today for all of us, or the Lord just comes for me today, this could be my last day. And so God was saying to me, Jonathan, you need to come and you need to do what I've given you to do. You need to fulfill your calling and your part. And all of us need to do that. We need to come and understand that these are days when many people are scattered, but God is desiring to gather us, and the enemy's desiring to scatter us. And I hate to even have to read this, but I'll just read it, that the darkness still, after all these years of serving God, is knocking on my door. Still knocking on my door. You know, it's It happens driving down the road. It happens in the grocery store. It happens, you know, it can happen any place, but the enemy's always knocking on the door. But the point is, we're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And we're not ignorant of his devices, so we're aware of it. And so we need to understand that we pray one for another, not because we know anything or because there's something horrible going on, but because we're all in a fight. And this morning, Frida, you were speaking of that, that the enemy is attacking all of us. But the point is, the enemy knows that greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. So we are not bowing our knee to the enemy. We're not ignorant of his devices. You see, when I grew up as a kid in church, I never once heard the pastor say, "I'm tempted to lust." And I sat right there in the second row and thought, man, I'm a kid, I'm tempted to lust. They must have a different kind of a relationship with God than I do. And I went from the time I was born all the way up through high school, all the way up through college, I didn't hear any pastors talk about any of their problems, but it would be in the news, this pastor fell, that pastor fell, this happened, that happened, this deacon, that elder, but none of them would ever talk about it. Well, I'm going to talk about it because we are all under attack. I'm not here to impress you how good I am. I'm here to impress you how good my God is. And I am here to tell you that I serve a holy God, and a holy God wants a holy people. And so God is at work. But one thing I found out the other morning, I turned the lights on, and after all this rain, Rachel will hate me saying this, but big palmetto bug showed up. Probably just crawled in out of the palmetto tree. So I turned the lights on, and guess what that critter did? It ran for cover. I know this. When we as the body of Christ turn the light of Jesus Christ on, the demons scatter in Jesus' name. This is the way to be free. This is the way to live free. This is the way to be victorious. This is the way to have the favor and the glory and the presence of God again on the church and with God's people. We must purify our hearts and allow him to purify our lives. Well, sure wish I had some easier things to say about myself, but I don't. That's it. So they intermarried, they did that. And this was so shocking to Ezra, as he begins to hear about the holy race becoming polluted by mixed marriages and all the sin that went with them, that the officials and the leaders, I want you to see this, the officials and the leaders were the worst offenders. The leaders. So when we have great wickedness in high places in our nation, and when we have great wickedness in pulpits, when the leaders are rebelling against God, then it opens the door to all kinds of wickedness and destruction. Let me say this, when the leadership in the local churches are immoral, it opens the door for immorality in the seats in the church. This is why we have the LGBTQ agenda being so propagated. It's being pushed within the doors of the church. I'm sure somebody won't like me saying this, but I'm going to say it. The Roman Catholic Church has been a proponent of homosexuality in every nation on the earth for years and years and years. They have promoted through the priesthood, that the priests could not marry an unrighteous agenda that's contrary to God's design. It has been a fight against the very design of God, the entirety of its existence, since it moved into restricting that. It's not normal. It's not the way God made us. And when an abnormal practice is put into place in the priesthood, then you have immorality that begins to be practiced in the priesthood. So we have, all over the world, homosexuality that you didn't have to go to the red light district to find. Maybe there it was prostitution, which, yes, is sin, but it is not the level of depravity, I don't believe, that we've come to now with the gender war that is going on in our nation. So from the top, we don't know what all goes on in the White House or any other house. I just know that we need revival. And I can't change what goes on in the White House. I can't change what goes on across the street, up and down these streets. But one thing that I can be a part of, I can be a part of revival in my house. I can't change what you do, but I can certainly say, God, I'm not going to be silent. I'm going to speak up. I'm going to share. I believe this is where we need to be, to pray one for another. We need to open our hearts. We need to pray for one another and understand that we can put on all of our religious suits and come in with a big smile. But behind all of that, we've had hours of intense, many of us, intense spiritual warfare. And in order for there to be power in the house of God, there has to be purity in the hearts of God's people. I believe that with everything inside of me. And some would say, why, how have we become, how has the church become the greatest show? You know, that it used to be the greatest show on earth. That was a circus, right? Now the fight is to have the greatest show on earth in the pulpits and on the stages and with the best of everything. I'm so honored that you all are not motivated by crystal cathedrals. We don't have one. We're not going to have one. That's not what we're here for. Thank God for this place. We thank God for it. You know, we have a building. It's a steel building. It's going to be a humble place. It's going to be a shelter. It's going to be a place of protection during storms. It's going to be well built, but it's not going to be built to show off anything we do. I stood with the brothers before they got up to pray the other night, and I really had a conviction of the Lord and just said, wait. We've got to get something straight before we go out on the stage, and this is what we have to get straight. None of us are here to lift ourselves up. If that's what you're here for, then you're here for the wrong reasons. We didn't come here to promote our logos and our names. Our ministries, we're not here to talk about what we have done and what we're doing. We are here for one thing. We are here to lift Jesus up, and we are here to give Him an opportunity to show up and show off. And so I want to invite you to live your life in that kind of a way. God, show up and show off in my life. That's what I desire. And God will do that. God will do that. God will do that. I will come and bow down at your feet, Lord Jesus. In your presence, there's fullness, joy. There is nothing, there is no one to compare with you. I take pleasure worshiping you, Lord. I will come and bow down at your feet, Lord Jesus. In your presence there's fullness of joy. There is nothing, there is no one who compares with you. I take pleasure in
worshiping you, Lord.
That we're going to break bread together, but I want to invite you as we sing this song again to follow the footprints of Isaiah. And to come into the presence of the Lord. Understanding that the sacrifice has been made. We come to this time of communion, and the Word admonishes us to allow the Holy Spirit to search our heart. It's not a searching to find out if we're perfect. It's a searching to find out if we're surrendered to our perfect God. The instruction was never that the worshiper had to be perfect to come and bring the sacrifice. It was the sacrifice that had to be perfect. So, Father, this morning we thank you for giving your Son for us. We acknowledge that our nation's a mess. Father, many of our families need a strong cleansing and healing. And Father, even some of us in this room, as perfect as we all look, might need to just let go of something or take a hold of something while we prepare our hearts. So, Father, I ask that there would be fresh revival right here this morning with us.
If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can do so today. Please pray this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are Christ, the Son of the living God, that you died for my sins. I am a sinner. I need a Savior. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and be Lord of my life today. I ask this all in Jesus' name. And fill me with your wonderful Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to Living the Abundant Life with Pastor Jonathan McLean, coming to you from Abundant Life Assembly of God Church. If you would like to be a partner with us in support of this ministry, you may do so by going to AbundantLifeStewart.com. Please send all correspondence to Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Jesus said, "I have come that you may have life, and have it more abundantly."
Hi, this is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in Port St. Lucie. Our program Extreme Faith airs on WCNO Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and again at 7:15 p.m. We are a Word and Spirit church, and not only do we believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, we experience them as well. According to Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You can build your faith for your miracle today.
Here is the first big question. What does the Bible actually say about heaven? What does it say? We all want to go there when we die, right? Mind you, we don't want to die to get there.
This is Sam Chess from Grace Emmanuel Church, inviting you to join us for the Grace Alive radio program every Friday and Saturday at 2 p.m. and twice on Sunday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. right here on WCNO.
Revival's in the air. The kingdom of God is here. This is Luann Linneken, the host of Kingdom Recovery. I invite you to join me every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. Kingdom Recovery is a live, cutting-edge program where I will be talking about God's saving, healing, and delivering power. Don't miss it. Revival's in the air.
Stay on until tell forever. I will take another road forever.